This is Marty Angel, your yoga professor, and we're continuing with the eight limbs of yoga and the Yoga Sutras. So we are on the second limb of the yoga, and the second limb of yoga, and we remember first in a little bit of a reminder of what the yamas were. The yamas are moral virtues which, if attended to, purify human nature and contribute to health and the happiness of a society. So it is our moral value to make sure that we follow the yamas, because that is our duty to the society we live in. But moving forward now, we get into the second limb of the yoga, which is niyama. And the niyamas are personal observances. Niyamas means rules or laws. These are rules prescribed for personal observance. Like the yamas, the five niyamas are not exercises or actions to be simply studied. They represent far more than an attitude. Compared with the yamas, the niyamas are moral and more intimate and more personal. They refer to the attitude that we take toward ourselves as we create a code for soulfully living. And the first of the niyamas is saucha, spelled S-A-U, C as in cat, A. And the literal meaning of that is purity. The first niyama is saucha, meaning purity and cleanliness. Saucha has both an inner and an outer aspect. Outer cleanliness simply means keeping ourselves clean and presentable. Inner cleanliness has much to do with the healthy, free functioning of our bodily organs, as also with the clarity and purity of our mind. Practicing asanas or pranayama are essential means for attending to this inner saucha. Asanas tone the entire body and remove toxins, while pranayama work cleanses our lungs, oxygenates our blood, and purifies our nerves. But more important than the physical cleansing of the body is the cleansing of the mind from its disturbing emotions like hatred, passion, anger, lust, greed, delusion, and pride. We must, in saucha, have pure thoughts. The second of the niyamas is santosa, contentment. Another niyama is santosa, which means modesty and the feeling of being content with what we have. You need to realize that the feeling of being content with what we have needs not say that you will never want any more, or that you should be satisfied or complacent. That's not what this is about. This is about being happy with where you are now, with the notion in your mind, knowing that you will be in a better financial, prosperous relationship, whatever place you want to be at. It means to be at peace within and content with your lifestyle right now, finding contentment with everything that you do, all the while knowing that soon, very, very soon, you will have exactly what your heart desires. This is a process of growth that must be worked toward, and it'll help us through all kinds of circumstances. We should accept that there is a purpose for everything. We should remember that there are no coincidences. If you are listening to this, there are no coincidences. And remember the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. Yoga calls it karma, and we cultivate contentment to accept what happens. Even in the most dire circumstances, we must accept what is happening and be happy with what we have rather than unhappy with what we don't have. What you put your mind to will manifest. So manifest for yourself happiness by being content, joyful, and harmonizing with what you have. The third of the niyamas is the tapas, T-A-P-A-S, which is disciplined use of our energy. Tapas refers to the activity of keeping the body fit, in good shape, or to confront and handle the inner urges without outer show. Literally, what it means is to heat up the body, and by doing so, you cleanse it. That's why we go through our asana practice. Behind the notion of tapas lies the idea that we can direct our energy to enthusiastically engage life and achieve our ultimate goal of creating the union with the divine, or the union with our universal source. Tapas helps us to burn up all the desires that stand in the way of our goal. Another form of tapas is paying attention and being very mindful to what we put in our body, to what we eat. Remember that tapas reminds us that we are what we eat. We must also, in tapas, have attention to our body posture, attention to our eating habits, and how we eat when we eat, and why we eat what we eat, and attention to our breathing patterns, focusing always on how we are breathing in different circumstances and situations of our life. All of these are tapas. The fourth niyama is svadhyaya, is spelled S-V-A-D-H-Y-A-Y-A, self-study, svadhyaya, self-study. It is the fourth niyama. Sva means self, adhyaya means inquiry or examination. Any activity that cultivates self-reflective consciousness can be considered svadhyaya. It means to intentionally find self-awareness in all of our activities and efforts, to be mindful and present in everything that we do, even to the point of welcoming and accepting our limitations. A reminder that when we practice our asanas on our mat, we must be very accepting to the limitations of our bodies and love our bodies for where they are today, not where they were yesterday, not where they were 2 weeks ago, or not where they're going to be, but simply and peacefully right now. It teaches us to be centered and non-reactive to dualities, to burn out the unwanted, and to burn out self-destructive tendencies. The fifth niyama, Ishvara Pranidhana, celebration of the spiritual. Ishvara Pranidhana means to lay all your actions at the feet of God. It is the contemplation on God or the universal source in order to become attuned to the universal source's will. It is the recognition of the spiritual suffuses everything, and through our attention and care, we can attune ourselves to our role to being the perfect person that we are, to being the celebration of our spiritual inner being, and to remember that there is someone larger than us guiding our lives.